Hi folks, my name is Sydney and welcome to Guilt of Existence, a podcast geared toward finding peace on a dying planet. I know what you've been thinking since you've started listening to this podcast. Man, Sydney's like the perfect environmentalist and probably extremely good looking. How can I be just like her? Well, you're lucky that I'm in a giving mood since it's October, which basically means it's Christmas time. So today I'm going to share with you five traits of a perfect environmentalist, in my opinion. Now, obviously, I'm kidding about being a perfect environmentalist because that's just not possible. There are tons and tons of people out there that are doing a much better job than I am at being an environmentalist. You might be one of them. But if Build-A-Bear Workshop offered a limp shell of an environmentalist that we could fill with whatever we wanted to, these are the things that I would shove in there to create the most perfect environmentalist I could. So, number one trait of a perfect environmentalist, in my opinion, is that they are conscious of how their actions impact the environment, both good and bad. They give themselves credit when they do something good, like participating in a litter cleanup or helping an animal cross the road, or even something as simple as remembering to bring the reusable bags to the grocery store. They also notice the little pang of guilt that they might feel when they forget the reusable grocery bags and end up using the provided single-use ones. While we have to hold ourselves accountable, we also need to lift ourselves up. We have to be our own advocate. So when we inevitably do something that isn't exactly eco-friendly, we need to encourage ourselves to do better next time instead of beating ourselves up over past actions. Acknowledge it, accept it, and encourage yourself to do better next time. Trait number two is that they can appreciate small moments in nature, even while in the middle of the sixth mass extinction. In other words, they're not always doom and gloom. There are times where it is necessary that we take off our rose-colored glasses and step out of our blissful ignorance to acknowledge the reality that our planet is dying, and it's dying much more rapidly as a result of humans. And while that is something that we should always have in the back of our minds, constantly burdening ourselves with this depressing truth is no good for anyone. Or our planet, for that matter, because who wants to take action when they're depressed? Literally no one. As a result, it's critical that environmentalists can appreciate the small moments and victories for our environment. Dude, I'm thrilled whenever I see a plump-looking possum or raccoon. Whatever, seeing evidence of thriving critters despite the state of our natural world reminds me of why I do what I do. Yes, the planet is dying, but these animals still have a shot at a good life. So that helps me get up in the morning and go to work and do my environmental job thing to help improve water quality and all that good stuff. So that there's one less thing that these critters might need to worry about. These small moments are what keep us going. So be sure to appreciate them when they happen. All right, trait number three is that they aim to educate and encourage, not shame, others into considering their impact in relationship with the environment. As the saying goes, you catch more flies with honey than you do with vinegar. Not everyone in this world is going to care about the environment in the same way that you do. We all have different backgrounds and values that shape us into the people that we are. So while you may feel strongly about certain things in your life, there is no doubt that someone out there couldn't care less about the things you feel should be most important. Now imagine you meet this person who has the exact opposite values of you. You tell them, why yes, pineapple does belong on pizza. And let's just say this person proceeds to tell you that pineapple on pizza is an invention of the devil and that there's clearly something wrong with those who enjoy it. You're not really gonna give them the time of day, right? Now, imagine if they started yelling at you on top of that, calling you the spawn of the devil for your complex pizza preferences. Now you're really not gonna listen, right? So, well, I understand that many folks are very passionate about the environment. Many are losing the battle from the start simply because of how they choose to approach those with values that differ from theirs. Shaming others will not make them care about the environment, and it is very possible that nothing else will make them change their minds either. But once in a while, someone comes along that maybe doesn't currently share the same values as you, but has a mind that is just open enough that they may be willing to have a change of heart if approached in a way that isn't shameful. The last thing we want to do is scare them away. So, there will be no shaming in this house. Education and encouragement only. Unless you're someone who deliberately doesn't use their turn signal, you can shame them, but nobody else. Okay, moving on. Number four. Okay, the fourth trait of a perfect environmentalist, in my opinion, is that they respect the environment, and that respect is one of their core values. You know, these people have a strong foundation within them to respect all living things. They don't necessarily have to like every critter, but they recognize that they are still worthy of respect and do not unnecessarily cause harm. The reason I say unnecessarily is because I'm thinking of the case of invasive species like the spotted lanternfly, where people are encouraged to squish them if they see them to help stop the spread. With that being said, however, I believe that we still deserve to give them as quick and a painless of a death as possible. Anyways, their respect goes beyond animals, though, too. They also respect plant life and even the non-living pieces of an ecosystem. For example, they try not to disturb rocks in a stream, not because it's going to harm the rocks, but rather because they recognize that the rock is playing a part in the environment exactly where it is. Maybe it's serving as a habitat for some crayfish, or maybe it's a stepping stone for deer or raccoons or other critters. Maybe they don't even know what purpose something is serving, but understand that it's not their place to throw things out of equilibrium. Which brings me to the final trait in this list. They accept that there are things they don't know. There are unheard conversations and languages that we aren't meant to understand. There are processes at work that are more complex and intimate than what we can see at face value. There is an acceptance that this is bigger than us. Our environment, our existence. And as individuals, we are just a very small piece of the most intricate puzzle to ever exist. And while we can do what we think is right, we gotta understand that we cannot see the whole picture. We are limited beings with a lens that is only so wide. So, it's important for us to understand that there is always something we don't know. And as a result, there is always something that can be learned. From each other, from the wildlife, from the freaking wind. Everywhere, man. Anyways, with that, we have reached the end of my list on how to be a perfect environmentalist. And if you disagree, make your own freaking list. It doesn't matter. Just get out there and love our planet. Or you're grounded. Until next time.